Thank you very much, George and my fellow panelists. I'm just going to take us a step back for a moment and pay tribute to the hard work, innovation, insight, investment, and determination that has driven tremendous progress around the world. However, it's been progress, but not for everybody. Global under five mortality levels have been reduced and millions of lives have been saved, but it has been happening in a very unbalanced way. As you've heard, newborn mortality is not in decline and now accounts for almost half of under five deaths. In other words, of the preventable 5.3 million under five deaths, half of them occur in the first 28 days of life. And this figure does not include the estimated 2.6 million stillbirths happening every year, over a third of which take place during labor and delivery. Newborn mortality, morbidity, and stillbirths are no one's priority. Last year, 29 million babies were born into conflict-affected areas. And figures that you have heard, 5 million pregnant women and girls and 34 million women and girls of reproductive age are in need of humanitarian assistance. But the international standards that define obstetric care and newborn care are amongst the most poorly funded and poorly prioritized components of humanitarian assistance, despite the enormous burden that exists in humanitarian and fragile settings, and despite what we know about the role of women and girls at the heart of a family and their children's well-being, education, and health. Until now, Save the Children, UNHCR, UNICEF, WHO, convened a multi-stakeholder, multi-sectoral initiative to prioritize and save newborn lives in humanitarian settings. What does that actually mean? It means that a group of determined humanitarian experts and practitioners have said enough and drove a process including as many people as possible from as many sectors as possible to agree what needs to be done and mapped out how to do it. They developed a roadmap to accelerate progress over the next 5 years so that in the continuum of care, reproductive, maternal, newborn, and child health and well-being, we can elevate the newborn portion back into the overall continuum of care. And this is the roadmap. There are copies outside. Please take one. And please make sure that we act on it. I'm both very proud of what was accomplished and deeply troubled. Proud because on a shoestring budget, a great disruptive, substantive, problem-solving, collaborative body of work was done. Deeply troubled that despite everything we know, we, governments, donors, multilaterals, NGOs, are not doing enough. We are leaving too many behind. I was amused by something I saw on Twitter regarding barriers to action and implementation. I often talk about the converging perils of the three C's, contagion, climate, and conflict. And as we've heard from Dr. Atta, these are very real challenges that exist, and the resulting complexities are barriers to successful interventions. But this was the three O's, things that are in our control: ego, logo, and silo. I've been told by maternal health groups that they don't do babies, development colleagues that they don't do humanitarian, and humanitarians that reproductive health is not life-saving. We can, we must, do so much more and so much better. Every preventable death counts. Every preventable death must count to us. George began this session talking about our greatest collective action. And for me, this is it. Urgent collective action to end preventable maternal newborn mortality, morbidity, and stillbirths. Thank you.